Hi, hey, welcome to the world famous Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, I'm just going to turn this over to Margaret.
Thank you very much, Phil. And this is something that I wanted to, you can fade the music out.
Mr. Henry wants the music played.
It's okay, bud.
I don't want a lot of this, I don't want a lot of this beatnik stuff playing. I'm making a very serious announcement here. The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest was yesterday, Coney Island, New York. All right.
Now,
hold on. I'm Margaret Gray. You may not know this about me, but I was one of the few, if not, I believe, Phil, only about two or three women have ever made it to the finals of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. All right, bud, go ahead.
All right, yeah. That's bitching.
I knew you'd like that.
I'm serious.
Yes, I'm serious, yes. That, at least according to Frank, and I have no reason to doubt him. If there were other women that made it to the finals, and that's the last week of the hot dog eating.
What's the problem?
Well, it's very embarrassing.
No, Ms. Gray, I think it's something to be proud of. I'm not saying anything. I'm saying to be able to have...
See, this is the thing, and I understand you don't mean any harm by this, bud. When people say, oh, isn't that great? You shoved a lot of, you know...
Can we just get it? What are you, upset with the fact that you were putting a lot of hot, like, phallic symbols?
No, excuse me.
Oh, hold on, Phil. All right, I'm sorry.
I just don't like the vibe of being known as the one woman that was able to stick a lot of the...
Yeah, stick a lot of it in.
Not stick...
Hold on, bud. Stick a lot. Put it... Eat it.
Yes, eat it. Now, the technique... Did you watch any of it today? Or I should say yesterday?
I watched a little bit of it. Do you watch that, General?
Yeah, when I dial around, I'm looking at all of the 4th of July coverage. Like, Patsy and I saw that whole thing from whatever the hell that was.
Yeah, that was Nashville, the Grand Ole Opry, you know.
Yeah, whatever that stuff. But we did watch a little bit of that hot dog eating contest you're talking about.
Now, this is every year, right, Margaret?
Well, what are you asking me? Like, I'm some kind of an expert?
You were there, man. You were...
All right, Phil, you were there.
Yeah, you were you not?
I was one week, one lost week. When Frank and I were married early on, he said, let's go back to New York. He had some business. I said, it's the 4th of July, Coney Island. For laughs, let me enter their hot dog. It was a bad decision made by a young woman in the early blush of love, newly married, in love with her husband, wanting to impress him.
Yeah, but...
By putting a lot of hot dogs in your mouth.
I swear to God, Phil.
All right, hold on for a minute, Margaret. The guys are going to ask you these questions. What do you think, everything is an insult?
Yes, it is.
Well, Ms. Gray, you're the one. Nobody did it and nobody forced you to.
I'm not going to be lectured to.
All right, okay, so tell us what happened.
What happened was I entered and I got into the finals, which is the final week before the actual televised. I don't know, they got some 10, 20 guys that make it.
Yeah.
And I was told I was one of the few women in history ever to make it to the final. Now, hold on. I want Frank on the... Frank's going to be on with Dave Slavman, right?
Yeah, Mr. Gray's representing Frank Slavman, you know.
Who's Frank Slavman?
I mean...
Dave, you're talking about Dave Slavman.
Yeah, Dave Slavman.
So is there any chance of getting him on the phone? Is Frank around?
Mr. Gray, I'm going to...
Frank Gray, what's going on?
Hey, Frank, it's Phil Henry, and Margaret is here. Wanted to ask about the hot dog eating.
Hey, look, I'm going to be on with Dave Slavman, and if you want me talking to it, is it there?
I'm right here, Frank.
All right.
And my question's very simply this. During the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, you taped it, did you not?
Yeah, Deckman's got the copy.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, I've got it, and I'll tell you why. Because... you were the only woman up to that point to make it into the final week, and I said I've got to get it on tape and preserve it for posterity, so that people get to hear what you did, Margaret.
All right. So, and I've heard this tape. Now, it's not the most flattering.
No, but I'll tell you something. You did. You went where no woman had gone before. The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. And I think there's got to be a lot of guys who will take a look at Margaret Gray and say, it's something else. Look at it. Standing tall among all women. A great tent.
All right. Thank you very much, Frank. I've got it from here.
Frank, we're going to hear you with Dave Slavman later.
Who?
Dave Slavman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got Dave Slavman.
Thanks a lot, Frank. Thanks a lot, Frank.
Thanks a lot, Frig.
No, thanks a lot, Frank. Bud?
Yeah.
Let's do the... You want
to... Hold on. This is me as I was introduced to the crowd, and then I began to eat. I think at this point, actually, this is halfway through it. I was on my 15th hot dog.
Now, can I ask how many you were able to eat?
15. Because here's what happened.
Yeah, this is a...
This is to prove, this is the only proof that I've got that I was actually in this thing. And yes, you're going to hear me...
We're going to hear you vomit.
Yes. Do you have to use that word?
What other word should we use?
Yeah, what other word is there?
I like the vomit. You can use the French. You can Frenchualize it. And this is me and the vomit.
This is you and the vomit. What is that, a French word?
It is taking the word vomit.
Taking the word vomit, Mr. Henry, and Frenchualizing it.
Thank you, bud. Oh, look at you beating your fist on the table like, you know, I wish I had my penis in that hand.
Okay, Margaret, you know, we don't have to do this at all.
No, I want to do it to get it out of the way because I know the tape's out there.
All right, I'll do it. Here's the tape of Margaret Gray at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. What year was this?
Sometime in the mid-70s.
And here she is.
Now Margaret Gray.
Thank you.
Get to it.
Fuck me.
And there you have it.
That's it.
Is that it?
Well, what more do you clowns want?
Yeah, that's great. That you really did. You upchucked.
Did I now?
So you're playing that for us. Why?
Because the tape's out there, and because Frank's... I'm playing it to let you chowderheads know a woman can hang with the guys when it comes to the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. And yes, I even allowed myself to be exhibited in this manner, puking up.
God, it's great. You puke it up right there.
Well, what do you think, bud? You think I walked to the car and did it in one of Frank's bucket seats?
So that, wow.
Now, what's so funny?
Well, it's obviously funny. Don't you think that people are going to laugh?
No, I don't. I think there'd be some respect. Look at me trying to compete with these men. And what did I do? I put myself through hell.
Margaret.
Through hell. Just to prove that a woman can hang with the homeboys.
Shit.
Margaret Gray. All right. Margaret Gray there. 15 hot dogs later.
That's right, chump. And I dare any of you monkeys to match it.
Well, you know, if you watched it. Okay.
You don't have to. No. I know how it's done. You soak the buns with water so that they're very manageable. All the air is out of them. You eat two buns at a time. You eat two hot dogs at a time.
So you're, and I'm not trying to be, you know, do anything bad or crude, but you did slide two in.
Margaret.
Well, what's with the slide two in?
That's what you did.
Yes. Technically, you take two hot dogs at a time with the heel of your hand. You
push it in.
Yes.
And then you wad up these buns, soak them in water so that they're...
Yes, so they're very small and manageable, and you eat the two buns. So I got to 15. That's the hot dogs and the buns.
Deal. So you're eating two hot dogs at a time. Two goes into 15, seven and a half times.
Well, whatever, bud. I think I got... I was on the 15th dog. That's what triggered what you just heard there.
Wow. Well, let's hear it again.
Now Margaret Gray.
Thank you.
Get to it.
Fuck me.
So there's Margaret Gray, and that's her at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. We don't know the year.
I think it was 76 or 77, something like that.
77. The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, one of the only women to make it into the final round. Now, you were not among the finalists like we saw yesterday.
No, I was not one of the final 20. I made the cut to the final, you know, the group just before that.
All right. So how many hot dogs had you eaten up to that point?
I don't know. I did this on a dare. Frank said, go ahead, Margaret. Show them what you got. And I was known around town at school and around a lot of...
Do you run known around town if somebody's able to
someone who's able to take a hot dog and go ahead and make it disappear pretty fast.
Yes, I suppose you could say that. Here, the problem is that I'm having with you, all of these guys, and you too, Phil, is the whole phallic symbol nature of things. Well, Margaret, you know, it wouldn't be so bad if you weren't taking such offense at it.
Yeah, every time I say you're going to slide two in, you automatically think it's about something dirty.
Well, what else does slide two in mean?
When you're at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
You don't slide them in. You eat them, you chew them, you gnaw on them, you swallow it, you go home, take a healthy dump.
Speaking of that, we do have a bounty count.
I know.
All right, well, look, Margaret, that was... Thank you for sharing that with us. Is Frank there?
Yeah, it's great. Mr. Henry.
Yeah, Phil.
So, Frank, we played the sound of Margaret, you know, losing it there at the...
You know, the thing that is that I had that recorded by Will Epstein, who is the sound guy, and it recorded it, and then it gave it to me, and I took it home. And Biff say, Margaret was at the Nathan hot dog eating contest, and I said it sure was, and proof is the proof's in the pudding, and it even puked.
But was she okay?
Yeah.
I was fine, Phil.
Sure, and we celebrated. I was so proud of it. I bought it a diamond ring. Didn't I buy you a diamond ring, Margaret?
Yes, you did. You bought me a beautiful stone in a Tiffany setting.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. So just remember which side of the bread the butter's on. When Frank Gray's...
We're going to have Frank Gray on a little bit later on to...
Thank you for doing that, Phil. I love my husband, but I'd much rather hear him just cut off and chucked out into an alley until we need him again.
So Frank is going to be joining us here momentarily, right, bud?
Yeah, I do have Dave Slavin. And I figured the way we'd do it...
Well, let's hold on. Bud and I consulted on this, and we're going to have Slavman come on first, then Frank Gray, right, Bud?
Yeah, Mr. Gray will come on, and then Chris Norton to wrap up.
And what are we doing, anyway?
Well, we're talking to Slavman.
Yes, we're going to be talking to Dave Slavman about his so-called... the very short career he had in adult films, and this whole bow-legged thing.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Norton is going to be talking about it in a movie he wants to make about Dave Slavman, and Slavman is thinking about suing Norton.
Yes, he's thinking of suing Norton because of what he calls the scurrilous attacks on him that he caused Bobby Dooley to walk bow-legged. Okay, so, it's, you know, it's your world, Charlie. I'm just sitting here on mic. Yeah, I got it. We'll be right back here with Dave Slavman, Frank Gray, and Chris Norton, and the whole thing about the Dave Slavman story.
And walking bow-legged.
And walking bow-legged. Oh, man. On the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is brought to you by...
The world-famous Phil Henry Show website. Get a backstage pass. Get two backstage passes. Get three or four. Get it for a year. Get it for a month. Get it for the rest of your life. Because when you get it, you can tell people every day, I'm taking it.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show website has 50,000-plus hours of some of the most imaginative, funny, frolicking, freewheeling comedy what you ever did hear.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show website is there for you, so you can go and vent, blow off the world's steam, feel better about life, laugh a little bit. Yes, maybe even laugh to the point of wetting yourself. What's so bad about that?
Don't make no never mind to me. The world-famous Phil Henry Show can give you a backstage pass for a month or a year. Just go to the website and sign up now. And remember,
it's the greatest value online other than porn. I'm Nick Burtaby. I know this personally. I know this to be true in my own life.
Wish somebody would listen to me. Yeah, welcome back, folks. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Thank you, Frank Gray. Frank is back with us online. It's been actually waiting to be with us to talk to Dave Slavman. Now, the story as we got it was Dave Slavman contacted our show, the Phil Henry Show, after hearing his name was mentioned on the show by Bobby Dooley, and then eventually was talked about by Chris Norton. The first person, though, we're going to talk to is Frank Gray. Then we'll bring on Dave Slavman. Frank?
Yeah, Frank Gray, and thank you again, General. Now, I'm going to bring on Dave Slavman, who contacted me after contacting Bobby Dooley, and it recommended me as a lawyer, even though it was the one that Slavman doesn't like it. It doesn't like what it said, and the whole bow-legged Dave Slavman, the next voice you hear will be Dave Slavman. Dave?
Hi, Dave Slavman here.
Okay, Dave, this is General Galen Shaw. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I wish this was under different circumstances.
Dave has got to tell you
about the entire association with Bobby Dooley.
All right, Dave, why? First of all, why are you threatening to sue?
I'm threatening to sue because I was accused of, first of all, I'm threatening to sue because I was accused of making someone walk bow-legged. Now, maybe that's true, and maybe it isn't. But the larger picture is, I was accused of walking bow-legged. I mean, I was accused of making someone walk bow-legged in the context of working in adult films. I worked in adult films for exactly 6 months while I was going to junior college, Pasadena City College in Pasadena, California. I got my associate arts degree, and I told the people that I was working for that I didn't want to work for them anymore.
Now, this is why you were making these adult films.
I made two adult films, Sally Stallion, and then the other one, which probably gave me my reputation, Bow-Legged in Paris. Now, that was a film that I made with the Cooney brothers, and it was one that, that's the last, and I haven't looked back.
Can I ask you, what business are you in now?
I was in engraving. Now we do steam cleaning of carpets, and I have my own business. You know, we go to your home, we steam clean your carpets. It's fun, something I've been doing for about 15 years.
All right, so you're steam cleaning. All right, so the name Dave Slabman. Now, Chris Norton is going to be on the line here.
Hold on for a minute. Let me have the phone, Dave. But I've got other things I want to say. Just let me have the phone. So Chris Norton is the one that the action is against, because Chris Norton's, Chris Martin, it's the one that said Bobby Dooley was walking bow-legged up a driveway. Hold on.
All right, is Chris Norton there, bud?
Yeah, Chris Norton. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, Chris Norton. All right, Chris, this is Frank Gray, and I got Dave Slabman here. Chris, it's Dave Slabman. I never worked for you, did I? No, you did not work for me. I was hoping to work with you because I'd heard about your reputation, you know. I was in, as I said, a couple of adult films. Nothing that stands out, nothing. All I know is I heard Ms. Dooley mention. I had seen a couple of the two movies you did, which was Sally Stallion and Bow-Legged in Paris. And I thought, well, and then after hearing Ms. Dooley talk about the weekend in Southern California, where you went and you had sass up and down the coast. Yes, I did, for one weekend. Right. Then she got out of the car bow-legged. I thought, now's the time. I want to strike while iron's hot. Get the Dave Slabman show. Get the Dave Slabman story. You can get the Dave Slabman story. I want it, though, very clear that everything Ms. Dooley did with me was voluntary. You're not accusing Dave Slabman, are you, Norton? Are you accusing it of forcing Dooley? I'm not accusing it at all. It was entirely voluntary, and even Ms. Dooley herself would say that. I haven't talked to Bobby Dooley in over 20 years.
All right, can we get Bobby Dooley on the line?
Yeah, get Bobby Dooley.
Who are you talking to?
Who are you talking to? Oh, I'm talking to myself. Never mind.
But if you get Bobby Dooley on the phone, I'm sure she'll clarify.
I don't think I heard anybody accuse you of anything, Mr. Slabman, other than the fact that when Bobby Dooley got out of the car...
Get Bobby Dooley.
All right, here we go with Bobby Dooley. All right, Bobby Dooley. Bobby?
Hi, Phil. It's Bobby Dooley. I understand Dave Slabman's there.
Bobby, this is Dave Slabman.
Hi. I want to, first of all, say that I am here... because I was listening, and I know that you're talking to people, Dave.
Right. I want you to tell these people that when you got out of my car that weekend, going up the front door of your dad's house, you were walking bow-legged, and you know.
Yeah. This will be about the 19th time I've been told.
Slabman, I'm Steve Dooley.
Shut up, Steve. This will be about the 19th time I was told I was walking bow-legged.
All right. I didn't do anything that you didn't want to do.
That's correct, yes.
All right, so it was all voluntary.
This is what they're trying to say, Ms. Dooley. They're trying to say that I'm somehow inducing Dave Slabman to tell a story about the Slav, which is what he was known as.
I don't care what he was known as.
Hold on, this is Frank Gray. Ms. Dooley, you have to know you're talking as an attorney present.
Who's that?
Me, for Jesus.
My husband's there, Bobby.
Okay, I don't know.
And now I want it made very clear. Dave Slabman, or as it's known professionally, the Slav, never forced you into any sexual act what you didn't want to do.
That is correct, yes. However, I do not give permission for my name to be used in any film being made by Chris Norton.
Okay, Chris?
Can you say that again?
I said I'm not giving permission for my name to be used.
Well, that's going to ruin everything.
But who cares, Dave? Are you a... This is something you want to have done?
I was going to get a piece of the back end on this thing.
Hey, Slapman, let me tell you, the back end on a Dave Slapman movie is going to have a flatter ass on it than my ex-girlfriend, Gail Bigaby. Huh?
All right, so what's the argument here?
No argument for me. I'm just saying that if Ms. Dooley will not allow her name to be used, so there's no point in me making the movie unless Ms. Dooley, you know.
I'm not allowing my name to be used.
Hold on for a minute. Why not just use... all you need is a woman walking... bull-legged out of the car. Why not do that?
What about that, Slapman? What do you mean, what about that, Slapman? If you can't use Dooley's name, people are going to think it's all made up, all fictitious.
I don't think so.
No, Dave, we can make this look...
Dave? Not Mr. Slapman.
I'm sorry, Mr. May I call you Slav?
You can call me Slav, yes.
Okay, Slav, look, it's not going to make any difference whether we know Bobby Dooley's name or not. Not going to make no difference. You're just going to see it's going to be one shot, you opening the door, saying goodnight. We see the back of the woman as she walks up the driveway, bull-legged. And she walks up, and all we hear her say is, ow. And she's, you know.
And she's what?
Well, she was going to rub her ass. You can't do that. Hey, listen, Chris, this is Frank Gray. I tell you on behalf of my client, the Slav, or Slavman, or whatever. No, I don't want the Slav associate with anything like that.
I don't want it looking like I made, you know, someone rub their ass.
Well, you know, this is all very humorous as far as I'm concerned.
But, you know, Margaret, no one's making a movie about you. They want to make it about me.
But you don't want your name mentioned.
No, I don't want my name mentioned. But the fact of the matter is, it is based on me, but I don't want anyone knowing that it's based on me.
Right, so you don't mind people knowing it's... You want people knowing it's based on you?
No, I don't.
But you, it is based on you.
Well, what do you think, Dave? I'm the one that waddled out of your car that night.
We want, Dave, is make sure the movie gets made, you know?
At this point, I don't know whether I'm interested in making the movie if I can't mention, you know, Bobby Dooley.
Well, why not, man? Just all you have to do is... You don't have to mention Bobby Dooley.
Hey, this is about me, the Slav. Okay, you don't have to mention Bobby Dooley. Say, here's the Slav one weekend. She gets out of the car, waddles up to the front door. What's her name? Betty Smith.
I think you guys mentioned Mary Brown.
There you go, Mary Brown.
What about that?
Mary Brown.
Well, I don't care as long as it's not Bobby Dooley. And, Mr. Gray, as long as you're the attorney of record and you're present, you understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. It's great. A minute ago, we had a movie, and now what do I got? I got a mouthful of sand, and my pockets are full of heartache.
That doesn't sound to me like you could get... You still got a movie, you just can't mention Bobby Dooley.
So what is it, Norton? Is it a deal, or is it... I don't know, I'm going to have to go back to drawing board, and...
Hey, look, Slavman, you understand that Norton, he sells his movies as downloads from his website. It ain't no thing.
The fact is, I'm not in dirty movies anymore. Like I said, I do carpet cleaning. So whatever kind of change, whatever kind of loose change this thing scares up, sure, I'll take a handful of it. Why not? Might help promote my carpet cleaning business.
Yeah, right. So here's your... Hey, I'm Dave Slavman. I steam clean carpets. And also, I'm the guy that made that woman walk bow-legged. But that's got... I mean,
housewives may like that.
There's an idea right there. The housewives might think it's great.
I don't know, and you know what? As long as you're trying to sell something on the back of me waddling out of a car after a hot and insane weekend, then maybe I do want my name mentioned.
We're going to have to just have this discussion at a later time, Phil.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
It sounds like you haven't worked out anything. It doesn't sound like a very interesting movie. If all it is Dave Slavman and Bobby Dooley.
Well, there's more to it. It has a little bit more to do with my career, 6 months in the adult film business, but it does culminate with me feeling frustrated and taking Ms. Dooley, or the as-unnamed woman, out on a date. We spend an entire weekend roaming the motels of Southern California up and down Pacific Coast Highway until finally we see her waddling out of the car, and at the very end, at the front door, she turns, looks at me, and goes, ow, you know.
Oh, my God.
Christ, that sounded like a wounded prairie dog.
Is that you, Mr. Henry? It sounded pretty bad.
Yes, that was me.
Good God almighty. My grandmother sounds like that when she's trying to get a breath of air, but not when she's laughing. No, 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 no.
All right, thank you very much, everybody. Good luck with the movie. I don't know if you're making it or not. Bobby, thank you for jumping on the line.
Well, Phil, I don't mind it. If they want to make a movie and they want to mention me, then let's leave out the bull-legged stuff. I don't know.
I think the bull-legged makes me, it doesn't flatter my wife very good. Well, you know something, Julie? I hate to break the news to you, but that's exactly what happened that very fateful day.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Dooley, you just got to accept that the slab, you know, the slab left his mark.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, Steve, relax. Mr. Gray, I think you and I should have a further conversation.
There's no conversation to be had. If it doesn't want to make the movie, it doesn't want to make it. And this all is contingent upon you, Ms. Dooley. You know, and Dave, if it doesn't want to walk bull-legged,
there might be a common ground. There might be a median we can strike.
Wait a minute, I'm the filmmaker, and I say it stays in. Some sort of a waddle. Just, I don't know, man.
All right. Nothing. Thank you, gentlemen. Frank, thank you.
Well, Phil, listen, we'd like to talk about this more, but Dave and I are going to go have IHOP, right? I got to buy out pancakes. All right, well, Mr. Henry, thanks for nothing. It's just that...
Thank you, Phil, for at least hearing my side of it. Who am I? The Badoo.
Yeah. The Badoo. Badoo.
You heard from the Badoo, and...
Yeah, I heard from the Badoo.
Right, and the Badoo doesn't want her name used at all in any film having to do with Dave Slavman.
Yeah, making somebody walk bull-legged.
So that was Slavman, huh? That's the Slav. He's got a carpet cleaning business. What's the name of the business?
It's called Slav Steam and Leave.
What? Slav Steam and Leave?
Yeah, they publicize that they're fast and courteous.
Okay.
And by the way, Frank, if you're listening, make sure the check cashes on this one.
Oh, well, Frank, you know, he's not going to take a case.
Well, this is interesting because Frank took this case as the result of Bobby Dooley complaining to him about this guy. And then the guy calls him and he takes it.
Well, isn't that a conflict of interest?
Why? He never worked for Bobby Dooley.
I bet you have a problem there.
Yeah, it doesn't sound... Wait a minute, wait. Whoa, what is this anyway? You a lawyer?
No, but I bet you anything, they could make a case there was a conflict of interest because Bobby is knows Frank Gray.
Frank's representing the Slav, okay? In his negotiations with this guy Norton, Bobby Dooley is peripheral to this.
Right, but I thought she was pivotal. Her involvement is pivotal.
Not necessarily, no.
I thought they want her to walk bull-legged, or it's no deal.
Yeah, they had to have the bull-legged. They got to have it bull-legged, or the deal's off.
Not using her name. That was my understanding.
We'll find out what happens if I actually care, which I don't.
Well, then why the hell are you wasting...
Well, I mean, I do care, but it's not going to wreck my night if they don't make the Dave Slavman story, that's all.
Won't wreck your night if they don't make the Dave Slavman story. I'll tell you whose night it'll wreck. It'll wreck Dave Slavman's night.
Yeah, I bet you the Slav would like to see it made.
I'd kind of like to see the story of Dave Slav.
All right. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast 1. The Dave Slavman story, coming soon to Chris's website. Download it.
Like $1.99 or something.
$1.99, that's a deal.